And we had a big event last night right next door to the ticket studios. We talked about it all day. We sent Gordo down with the wireless yesterday. The president was in town, and he had a rally in front of 20,000 people at the American Airlines Center. So parking was crazy yesterday for all of us who work down here at Victory Plaza. And it was quite a scene. Well, we just found out that the head usher at last night's big Trump rally was our friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who joins us now on the ticket hotline. Good morning, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up if you're going to talk to me this morning.
Okay, Jesse, yeah, it's the musers on the ticket. How's it going?
Right. Turn your hearing aid up. How about that?
It's going all right. I tell you, I'm very tired this morning because I was at that at Trump's rally.
That's what we heard. How'd it go?
Oh, it was something else. I tell you, that was quite an honor for me. I have never seen that much patriotism since I was Me Too and women in Times Square on VJ Day.
Jesse, it's a different time.
I don't know if y'all remember back then, but that was back in the 40s, and I had just plowed through some Japanese, taking out about 300-400 of them. And,
oh, my gosh.
Jesse.
And they announced that we had victory over Japan. I was in New York City, and right at that moment, I put on my MAGA hat, and I bent some over some nurses right there in Times Square.
Oh.
They had MAGA hats back then?
Sure they did. Sure. We had MAGA hats, but we didn't have condoms, and that was fun back then.
different time.
That's when men's was men's.
So, what were your responsibilities last night? Where were you stationed at the arena?
Well, I was stationed right next to Mr. Trump's.
Wow.
I would think that would be reserved for Secret Service.
Well, the Secret Service, they deputized me now. That's what they did. They deputized me.
Seriously?
Why?
They showed because of my seniority. I had seniority at the American Airlines Center, so they selected me to be his personal bodyguard for that event. I was his personal usher.
Were you
quite an honor.
Are you physically up to being the president's personal bodyguard?
Oh, yeah, I was ready to give my life if something happened. That's part of the deal now, you know, and I was taking it seriously, too. And I had to stay right by his side that whole time.
Man.
I was with him backstage, and I tell you, that was an experience.
Yeah.
I was back in the green room before the event started. I had to see Trump shirtless. Something you don't forget. But let me say, in his defense, he's got some beautiful B cups.
Well,
beautiful, tasteful B cups.
Personal.
And, yeah, I don't think you'd want you saying that.
I also saw him with his hair off, too. That was weird, too.
Off?
What?
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody always wonders about his hair. And, he had it off because he was getting ready for the event, and his scalp, you see, when his bald scalp, it's just maggot white, you know, never see sun. So, I mean, it's real white, like, you know.
Man, I've never heard that.
And he travels with this cotton candy machine. Before he goes out there, he reaches in that machine, pulls out a tuft of cotton candy, slaps it up there on top of his head, and sprays it down.
That's how it's done?
That's how it's done. And so he did that, slapped that cotton candy on his head, put some consort hairspray on it, and goes out there and slays it for 8 to 7 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, you like the speech, huh?
Oh, man, he had me all up in arms, ready to go to war with him against the Ukraine, against the Democrats, and everything. And I'm usually not very political, but, boy, he can whip that crowd up in a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something fierce, but 87 minutes, too long for me now.
That is a long time.
He didn't tell me he was going to talk that long. If I'd known that, I would have spent a little bit more time in a little boy's room before I went out there on that stage. Because I sure wet him. I went over again.
Jesse.
But thank goodness I had my Depends on, because that really helped me out.
Well, sure.
By the time we were finished, though, my my diaper was about as big as one of them blow-up sumo wrestler outfits you get at the parking lot carnivals.
Well, you stuck it out. You had to. You're part of the detail
team. I did. I was part of the detail. Let me tell you something. Jub. You're going to like this one.
All right.
That Melania.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's quite a piece of woman right there.
All right. Like her, huh? Be careful. You're talking about the first lady
she's
here.
She's beautiful and she's fine. And I think she's trying to pick up on me a little bit.
Oh, really?
I think I did something to her and her private places that she liked. Because she looked at me and she thought I was a tall drink of water, and she pulled me close to her and kissed me right on the lips.
Wow.
And,
what?
And with her tongue passed me one of Trump's blue pills right there in my mouth.
Really?
Told me to come to a dressing room in 20 minutes when that thing take effect.
That's incredible.
Oh.
Anyway, that's a fantasy I had.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let me ask you guys something.
Huh?
When are you guys going to have the guts to have Deep Blue something in on the show? I know y'all been ducking them for a long time.
As a matter
time.
Of fact, they're on the show today. Here in 30 minutes, they're on the show.
Is that right? Well, yeah. I have to tune in for that for sure now.
Yeah, make sure you do, Jesse.
And when do you think Trump's going to get that wall built down there to keep all them?
Jesse, we're going to let you go.
All right, now.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for serving last night.
You take care.
All right, you too. That's Jesse the Usher.